Mr. Bacon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm going to give you a brief overview of what's going on since all the cases are very similar. In fact, they are similar in nature. So I'm going to start off with a narrative trying to set up what happened and what caused BMRC to go into the area. All the applicants and property are located in Aquire Creek in a residential section of Widewater Beach in Stafford County, approximately 2 miles upriver from the confluence of Aquire Creek and the Potomac River. This is one of seven similar structures that were recently discovered by the commission staff in this area. Staff first became aware of these structures as a result of an investigation of unauthorized work nearby along Quiet Creek that was reported by Stafford County in April of this year. During our investigation of the work reported by Stafford County, the contractor at the site reported that work was being done over in Widewater Beach section of Quiet Creek. I then commenced the drive around to Widewater Beach section, was about 45 minutes away from where I was. In response, staff investigated the site of the construction activity that was occurring. Okay. While on site, staff observed what appeared to be three other similar structures within the site of the first structure. Staff attempted at that time to contact each of the owners and visit the property and document the size of the structures. To the property owners refused to allow the staff on their property. All structures were, however, observed and inspected during a waterborne investigation of the area with the Marine Police. Okay, what had happened is that, like I said, I was called into the area by Stafford County, ended up going to a Quiet Creek to Mr. Park's place and found a contractor putting in mooring piles to a structure there. The structure was in question if it was permitted in the first place. It was a closed-in boathouse. Okay. When I got there, I saw the three structures that were there together. And after talking to the owners of those properties, this kind of got bigger because they said, well, what about these down creek? What about this one? What about this one and this one? So it kind of had a domino effect to that. So that made me go from the confluence of Aquia to the new Crow's Nest area that Stafford County owns on the park area. Okay, all of these structures appear to intend to be for storage and or for recreational use. The individually contained variety of furnishings. All appear to have electrical service. Some include running water, sinks, gray water discharge directly to Aquia Creek. Two appear to include some temporary sleeping quarters, which have beds inside the enclosed structures. Since staff has no record of prior commission authorization for any of these structures, a sworn complaint was issued. The applicants were given time to produce Army Corps, any other type of certification that the structures were permitted at one time. None were given. Okay. Now I'm going to go ahead and start with the PowerPoint presentation. This includes Mr. Decatur, the Crippins, Heflin, Parks on the first one, and then Phyllis Merceron. Ms. Merceron sent in a letter. I put it in your packet. She wasn't able to be here today.
Mr. Parks has also requested a continuation.
Mr. Parks, he is the one we did at the beginning, sir. And Mr. Couch, and then Mr. and Ms. Leo Butterball, they are not here today either.
And also, just for clarification, council advises me that we can decide the Parks case, and if they're not happy with the decision that the commission makes, they can ask for it to be heard by the commission.
Mr. Joseph, actually, my comment is if you're going to approve the after the fact permit, you can go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yep, we did.
Here, this is showing an area of a Widewater Beach by the Potomac River, Aquia Creek, confluence there. Here's a topo map showing Widewater Beach. And here's our 2007 aerial showing the structures. Now, the structures in question are these structures right here, this structure right here, this structure here, and this structure right here, which is just seven total. And we're going to start off with Mr. Decatur structure. This is from the shore, a picture of his closed-in boathouse. This section right here, if not mistaken, is storage area. And this is a screened-in area. This shows waterborne. When Mr. Friend took me out there from the Marine Police, and this is the structure right here. Again, showing two slips, the big boat lift there, the enclosed structure there, enclosed structure there. Here's an aerial of the picture right here showing Mr. Decatur's property and the boathouse. This was taken about 3 days ago. This is a 1969 picture from Stafford County showing the boathouse, what was there at the time.
Okay, this is...
And then right here is going to be the 2006 picture of the boathouse. I'm showing the differences in that. And this is the inside of the Decatur's boathouse. This is Mr. Crippen, Mr. Crippen's boathouse. Again, I have no from the land portion of it. This is all water pictures. This is the side of it. And again, here's the front one. And this shows an aerial of Mr. Crippen's structure right here. Again, 1969 picture. And then there's the 2006 aerial. And the aerials were taken from Stafford County's website, which anyone can access. This is the Heflin's property right here. This is their structure, and this is a screened-in sitting structure, living area, and this is their storage area here, and their boat lift is in front of that one. Again, here is showing a water view of the structure. Here is the screened-in area, and the storage area is to the other side, on the back side of that. Here's an aerial showing the structure, which is right here. And this is a 1969 picture taken of the Heflin's prop of that, what was the structure that was there at the time. And this is the 2006 picture of the structure that is there now. And the pictures that were taken all are an 800-1 ratio, so they're the same. So there was no skewing it in any way. And this shows the inside picture of the living area. This is Mr. Park's place. This is where the initial violation was. This is a water shot of Mr. Park's place. Again, showing he's got a big living area and then this screening area right here. This is an aerial view showing the screening area, kitchen slash living area, and this covered structure right here on the outside. Here's a 1969 picture of Mr. Park's place, what was at Mr. Park's place at the time, and here's what's in 2006. Here's an inside picture. This is Ms. Merceron's place. Okay, here is a screen and sitting area, and she also can see a door right here. This is like a storage slash living area. This is the water view of it, showing again the screened-in area right back here, and this is the closed-in living section right there. And there's an aerial showing the structure right here. Here's a picture of what was at that property in 1969, and this shows what's at the property in 2006.
That one's kind of difficult to see, Dan. What's your determination on this?
It was hard to see it, and Ben McGinnis and I and Tony worked on it, and there's because these are photographs versus what they have now, so there's some shifting and stuff.
Right.
So we verified kind of what was there. You can tell this is probably a pier, and it could be just a boat sitting on the side there or something like that. I mean, it's really hard to determine what that is. Yeah. But because of the break right there, that blackness right there, I would think it was a boat because there's a gap between it. And then there's what's here in 2006.
So you're saying...
Mr. Schick.
I'm sorry. Okay. So you're saying in 69 there was not a covered boat slip?
As far as I can tell, sir, there was nothing there in 69, I would have to say.
And it also appeared that way with the one with Heflin, too, also.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And there's the picture of the sitting area, and again, you can see the door for that living area right there. This is Mr. and Mrs. Couch's place right here. This is a view from the head of the pier there. This is the view from the water view right here, showing the boat slips right there. You can see the living area right here, and it kind of cuts back, and there's another living area that follows the whole backside there. This is the aerial view of the property right here. This is what was there in 1969 at that lot, and that's what's there today in 2006. And this is the living space. One of the pictures of the living space. This is Mr. and Mrs. Butterball structure. This again had only be done by water, so I have no views from the shore going out. This is a picture again, like I said, from the water showing the slip. It's somewhat the enclosure there, showing the enclosure on the side. Here's an aerial view of this, and this would be this structure right in here. ...1969, what was at that place at the time, and that shows what's 2006 at the time. Excuse me, gentlemen. This again shows the first three was Decatur, Heflin, and Miss Marceron's place. And then I'll leave you with this picture right here. It was Crippen, Touch, Butterball, and Parks. While the applicant's enclosed sitting area and storage area, like the others nearby, represent the non-water dependent use of state-owned submerged lands, they all appear to have been in existence for quite some time. In fact, 1969 aerial photos obtained from the county show that each of these structures, although all but two appear smaller than they are now. Several applicants allege that the structures may have been constructed in the early 1960s before or not long after the commission was given authority to regulate encroachments over state-owned submerged land in 1962. Staff has uncovered no documentation to support this claim. While some of the structures have no doubt been improved and enlarged over the years, staff believes the length of time that has existed to be a mitigating circumstance supporting approval of the after-the-fact permits for each of these structures. As such, and given that there is no opposition has been received by any of the state agencies or that the public, and that the after-the-fact permit application process is the only way that to legitimize these unauthorized structures, staff recommends approval of the applicant structures.
Any questions of Mr. Bacon?
Which were the two?
Mr. Schick.
I'm sorry. Staff believes that the approval of these structures is not a presidential in as much as the present unique set of circumstances. In this case, they were clearly constructed long before the commission adopted its definition of non-water dependent structures. That is now included in the commission's subaqueous guidelines. Furthermore, should they be approved, we do not believe such an action should be viewed and or condoning any other non-water dependent structures that may have been recently constructed without authorization or any that may be proposed in the future. With that said, however, and because any permit issue should still be an after-the-fact application, staff believes that the modest civil charge is appropriate, but should be limited to a minimum to reflect the minimum environmental impact and a minimum noncompliance.
Again, my apologies. I thought you'd say this. Mr. Schick.
Which two wouldn't allow you to come on their property?
Mr. Crippen and Mr. Butterball.
And did they give you any reason?
I was just told to leave Mr. Butterball's property prior to being able to measure anything or look at anything. I was on it once before, and I looked around just to get a feeling what was going on before I could go back and talk to Bob about what was happening up there. And Mr. Crippen, he just outright told me to get off his property and send him a letter.
So they weren't too cooperative?
No, sir.
Questions? Mr. Robbins?
I just want to make sure I understand, and I do have a concern about the precedent this would set. So I want to make sure I understand the rationale and reasoning. Is it your argument that these should be approved not because they predated commission authority, but because they predated, because they've been there a long time, and they predated our policy with respect to water dependency?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Before that was in there. And like I said, this is the only way we can legitimize these structures is going through this process.
I think a lot of them did predate our ability to regulate, from what I understand.
I think it wasn't clear that some of the structures predated 1962. I mean, the commission was given authority to regulate
to
in 1962.
69, I'm sorry. You're correct, Mr. Robbins.
Okay. So it seems that some of them may have been built before that. Some of them were built after that. But again, they were constructed before we had a water dependency or water dependent criteria in place.
Yes, sir. They were all started. Now they're not all, but two. You can look at the aerials. Two of them are approximate what they were back then. If you scale it out, the other five are in no way close to what they were in the 69 aerials or prior to that or after that.
Well, and to follow up, I mean, it's clear that they're not water dependent. So I think we need to make clear that we're not setting a precedent for approving
that.
In addition, I quite honestly, I've made this analogy before. Someone clearly has added to the property after they've purchased it without a permit. That's wrong. That's just not the right thing to be doing. However, others that go and purchase a property without having the benefit of some of the knowledge that we have, I guess have an expectation that maybe the building inspector is not there when they go to close on the property, or somebody's not banging on the door. If it's there, it probably was okay. Maybe that's a quantum leap, but I tend to like to see the best in people. I don't think people go out and purchase properties and spend good money on properties that would cause them some negative impacts right out of the gate. So that's just all I've got to say. As far as the civil charge is concerned, and all due respect to my staff, I think if we're going to approve the after-the-fact permit, and if they've gotten their drawings in, I don't know whether the civil charge is appropriate, but I'll leave that up to the commission. Matters before the... well, I guess... Does anyone in the audience wish to be heard on this matter? Sir? Sir, can you stand up for me, please, if you would? If you could say anything, I need to make sure this is done right. So raise your right hand, please, sir. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, sir? Can you state your name for me, please, sir?
Charles Couch.
Okay. Has staff pretty much characterized what's going on in the neighborhood?
Yes, they have. They've done a good job. Mr. Bacon did a good job. We cooperated with him and did anything we could, and I bought the place in 96. The boathouse was originally built in 61. It was tore up by a hurricane in the 60s or 70s. So somebody tells me. I didn't know. Anyway, in 87, Stafford County issued a permit to alter and rebuild the boathouse, and they enlarged it at that time. So mine was enlarged. And, of course, I had no idea until we got to checking into it and went to the courthouse. And
okay.
They did find two permit numbers that they had issued, but they have no other records because they've been destroyed.
Okay. Questions, gentlemen? Al, as I said, and what Dan said early on, we didn't go looking for the Stafford County called us up there. Once we got there, we determined there were some places in technical violation. Mr. Robinson, all due respect in agreement with you, we have been very, very tough on non-water dependent structures as long as I've been commissioner here, as far as allowing them, and I share your concerns, but I think this situation is a little different. With that, Mr. Schick?
I do have a little bit of problem with one thing, not so much the situation that we have here, but we have two of the applicants that refused entrance to our agent. And I think that needs to be separated out.
Should we hear from them?
I think we need to find out why and talk about that. And I certainly, think that, they're asking our indulgence and our consideration. They certainly didn't give that, it seemed like, to our agents at the time. So I'd like to hear about that.
Which, are they here?
Neither one of them are here,
okay.
So I don't know if we can separate those two out and vote on the other ones.
You can vote on every one of them if you'd like. We should vote on each one individually.
Individually, okay.
Okay, first matters, Mr. and Mrs. Richard Decatur, 08-1160. Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Schick?
I move to approve as staff as recommendations, and This, as it said, is no way supporting any type of non-water dependent use. And also, future uses need to be water dependent, and understanding that that this permit states what uses are there and no other uses are allowed.
Does that include a civil charge?
And no civil charge.
Okay. First and second. Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item is Mr. Clark Crippen, 08-1179. Mr. Schick?
I move in the case of Mr. Crippen that it be granted with staff recommendations, including to include civil charge of what I believe it's $600 moderate.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
And minimal.
Second by Mr.
Minimal and moderate.
Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? And that, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Next is Mr. and Mrs. Raymond Heflin, 08-1205.
I move in the case of Mr. and Mrs. Heflin that we approve as staff recommendation with no civil charge.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. We'll take Mr. Parks on after the fact, 08-1224.
In the case of Mr. Parks, I move that we take staff recommendations with no civil charge.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Phyllis Marcheron, 08-1252.
In the case of Phyllis Marcheron, I move that we take staff recommendations with no civil charge.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dr. McConaughey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Mr. and Mrs. Charles Couch, 08-1305.
In the case of Mr. and Mrs. Charles Couch, I move that we take staff's recommendation with no civil charge.
For second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item 17, Mr. and Mrs. Leo Butterbaugh, 08-1426.
In the case of Mr. and Mrs. Butterbaugh, I do want to take staff recommendation to include civil charge of minimal and minor.
So how much?
That's $600.
$600. Sir, second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you all very much for coming today. Mr. Bacon,
I have a question. Because on Clark Crippen, you said moderate and minimal, which is $1,200.
Yeah. Oh, I meant minimal and modern.
Minimal.
Minor.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
600, because I said 600, yes.
Sorry. Thank you all very much for coming. Please, for goodness sakes, if you or your neighbor decide to undertake any construction on the waterway, ask them to give us a call. Thank you all. We will be in recess until, what does that say? Until about 1:45. Thank you.